Armed man sticks up National Guard COVID vaccine convoy in West Texas, say police. By Bob Price on March 23, 2021. An armed Arizona man ambushed a Texas National Guard convoy carrying doses of COVID-19 vaccines on a highway northeast of Lubbock, according to local police officers. The man reportedly attempted to run the convoy off the road and then held the guardsmen at gunpoint. Idalute, Texas. Police officers received a call from Texas National Guardsmen to report an attack by a man who tried to run them off the road, the Fort Worth Star-Telegram reported. The guardsmen said the man attempted to run them off the road while they were transporting COVID-19 vaccine to Matador, Texas. Police say Larry Lee Harris, 66, from Wilcox, Arizona, began following the National Guard convoy of three vans after they stopped at a Love's truck stop in Lubbock. He allegedly attempted to run the convoy off the road multiple times. He then allegedly turned his vehicle across the roadway to stop the convoy. He then stepped out of his truck and pointed a .45 caliber handgun at an unarmed guardsman, police said. Harris reportedly told the guardsman he was a detective and needed to search them. He ordered all 11 guardsmen out of their vans. Idaloo police officers responded and found the scene about 2 miles east of their city on Highway 6282. The two responding officers observed Harris and the 11 uniformed National Guardsmen. They took Harris into custody without further incident. Police officers reported Harris had an additional magazine on his person and another in his truck. He reportedly told the officers he thought the people in the vans had kidnapped a woman and child, the Idaloo police chief said in his statement. This was a very dangerous situation since the suspect was standing in the midst of the unarmed guardsmen with a loaded weapon and the Idaloo officers arrived on scene, Idaloo Police Chief Eric Williams said in his statement. We are grateful that the officers were able to take him into custody without any of the guardsmen, the officers, or the suspect getting hurt. Police say no injuries were reported in the incident. Harris now faces charges of aggravated assault with deadly weapon, unlawful restraint of 11 National Guard soldiers, unlawful carrying of a weapon, impersonating a public servant, and interference with Texas military forces, MyHighPlains.com reported. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's Sunday morning talk show, What's Your Point? Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price, Parler at Bob Price, and Facebook.